This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Do something constructive with your money instead of betting it on Kalen DeBoer. Here's the bottom line. In the National Football League, you play to win the game. And the Green Bay Packers now, 2 days before the season starts, have Micah Parsons instead of Kenny Clark. And the Cowboys have Kenny Clark instead of Micah Parsons. Period.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, the returning Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here. On the Odyssey app, on Sirius XM. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch. We are on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Femi Abebefe is back. And Femi and I will finalize our awards bets for the 2025 NFL season. We're going to tell you who we are betting to win. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, and more. Our awards predictions are coming up early on in this edition of You Better You Bet. And once that's done, once we are finished with the awards bets, with our awards predictions for the season, we officially can put to bed our off-season content. We've been waiting for months. And it's finally here. Week one in the National Football League. It's time to turn the page. And we turn the page from the offseason to the season. And we are going to talk every single game in week number one, which obviously kicks off tomorrow night in Philadelphia with the Cowboys and the Eagles. It moved. All the side movement. All the total movement. Our opinions on every game in week one. It moved for week one of the NFL regular season. Next hour here on You Better You Bet. We're also going to be joined by three absolutely tremendous guests. We can't wait for it. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger will join us to break down week one in the NFL. And one of the questions that I'm going to ask Baldy, can this new-look Houston Texans offensive line hold up against Jared Verse and the LA Rams defensive line? We'll be joined by the Whale capper, Drew Dinsick, NBC Sports batting analyst. I'm going to ask Whale, what's your best bet for week one in the NFL? I can't wait to find out what Whale loves coming up this week. And our friend, former You Better You Bet co-host, now on First Things First on FS1, my buddy Danny Parkins will join the show. Danny's going to do a weekly with us on Wednesdays this season. And one of the topics that we'll discuss with Danny, will his Chicago Bears make the playoffs this season out of the NFC? Danny Parkins joins us in the Power Hour, the final hour of the program, and also in the Power Hour, the final hour. You, dear listener, you, dear viewer, will get all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And Jake and Tyler have both promised to do better than their curtain jerk and slappy jabroni pick last night of the Athletics, which was a loser for me also as our community bet. They have promised to do better, and now Femi's back, so hopefully we can get some actual good baseball bets now that Femi Abebefe is back in the fold. But we officially begin the Wonderful Football Wednesday edition. The week one Wonderful Football Wednesday edition. Five words that start with W of You Better You Bet with a Wednesday NFL staple. I'm talking injury reports. Oh, yeah. We've been thinking about these games. The 16 games. We got one coming up tomorrow night. One coming up Friday night. A host on Sunday. One on Monday night. And we've been thinking about these games for literal months. And now, we are starting to get finalized information on who is going to play and who is not going to play, potentially, in these games in week number one. And there have been some nuggets of information that have come out today already on Wednesday that I think we can spin from a betting perspective to potentially make valuable bets week number one in the National Football League. So let's start to sift through it. The injuries that matter as it concerns betting week number one. Because look, you could have thought something all off season, but if a particular player is going to be out, maybe it changes the way you have to handicap that particular game. Because new information is presenting itself across the National Football League, and it will be entering the betting market. And we need to start. And this one sucks. It sucks. And I have been against this team all offseason. I like the under on this team's win total. And I know a lot of smart people, and like Femi's one of them. Femi's talked about liking this team's head coach to maybe win coach of the year. We've had smart guests come on the show to say this team could go over its win total. Maybe not that big of a difference between this team and the Patriots, or this team and certainly the Miami Dolphins. That team is the New York Jets. And, you know, like, I'm from New York, and I'm a Giants fan, but I've got plenty of friends that are Jets fans, and I know a lot of Jets fans, obviously, growing up in New York City. And Jets fans will often say that they are a cursed franchise. And like, that's so Jets. And this kind of stuff only happens to the Jets. And you can oftentimes roll your eyes, right, at comments like that. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of what's ailed the Jets recently is of their own doing. You know, Rodgers tearing his Achilles a couple seasons ago, that one really sucked. Who knows how that season would have gone? Also, Robert Saleh was the head coach. But sometimes you'll get a piece of news, like the Rodgers one, that actually makes you go, yeah, maybe this franchise is cursed. Because this morning, out of freaking nowhere, the biggest piece of news that dropped today in the world of sports, the biggest piece of news that impacts things in sports that came out today on Wednesday, that took the internet by storm, and I'm not talking Kawhi Leonard and his Sopranos no-show job for the Los Angeles Clippers. New York Jets star right guard Elijah Vera Tucker, torn tricep, out for the season. Now, if you're a huge Jets fan or a huge football fan, you'll remember in 2022, Elijah Vera Tucker tore his tricep and missed the season. This is the other tricep. How many players in the history of the league have torn both triceps? It sounds like I'm making light of the situation. Like, it just sounds crazy. And it sucks for the young man. It sucks for AVT, who's a stud and a mauler when he's out there on the field. The guy can't stay healthy entering a contract year. That, though, is a story for another time. And hopefully he's able to stay healthy and like and have a because he's great when he actually plays Elijah Vera Tucker. Let's not mince words here. Let's just call a spade and call it like it is. I don't want to hear anyone do like the positive spin on this. Well, the Jets can just do this. Or well, like the tackles are good. Or well, like Justin Fields is mobile and can evade the pass rush. No. This is a devastating blow for the 2025 New York Jets. You can't spend an entire offseason, an entire summer, like all of us have, whether you like the Jets or don't like the Jets, saying that the Jets' identity in year one with Aaron Glenn as the head coach and Moogs, Darren Moogie as the GM, is going to be to run the ball behind potentially one of the best offensive lines in the league. Potentially. And you know, I've been bullish on the offensive line, even though I don't think the Jets are going to be good because I think the quarterback stinks. But the strength of this team was always going to be the offensive line. And while the two tackles have tremendous potential, like tremendous potential for the New York Jets, there can be no question that Elijah Vera Tucker is the best offensive lineman on this team. Period. AVT was the best offensive lineman on the Jets. Olav Fashanu might be awesome at one tackle spot. Armon Membu might be awesome at the other. And I'm optimistic for both. The key word in those sentences, might. We know Elijah Vera Tucker is badass. We know that. And without AVT, we don't know like what the plan's going to be for the Jets. What are they going to do? Maybe Tippmann kicks out to right guard. Like Myers play center. Like, this is, it's terrible news for the Jets. With a quarterback who can't throw in Justin Fields, like no wide receivers outside of Garrett Wilson, where Josh Reynolds is the number two receiver. He's a blocking wide receiver. He's the number two receiver on this team. Like, this offense is going to be horrendous. Horrendous. Now, maybe you could say, healthy offensive line, like Breece Hall can have success. Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis, they could run the ball. Fields could run for 1,000 yards, and maybe that can still happen. This really, really, really hurts the Jets. And it especially hurts them in this matchup coming up on Sunday against their old pal, Aaron Rodgers, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Where now, without Elijah Vera Tucker in the interior of that offensive line, they get to stare into the eyes of Cam Hayward, who wants two things, money and your quarterback soul. They've got to stare into the eyes of the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive front, Keanu Benton, Highsmith, TJ Watt. The Jets should be thanking their lucky stars that Derek Harmon, the Steelers' rookie first-round defensive tackle, is going to miss this game. I think it's going to get ugly even without Harmon playing. But man, if Harmon were playing, this could be real bad for the Jets. And I think it's going to be anyway. Now, whatever side you like of this game, because I don't have to be right. I think I'm going to be right. I like the Steelers, and I've liked them this entire offseason, right? It's important to say this, because different sports books will have different prices on this game, right? If you like the Jets, you have to take three. Bet plus three. And if you like the Steelers, lay 2.5. There's no excuse if you like the Jets to bet plus 2.5. And there's no excuse if you like Pittsburgh to lay 3. So like make a smart bet to give yourself the best chance to win. I'll be on the side of the Steelers laying 2.5, and I'll pay an expensive price, and I will eat the juice. I'll drink down that juice. I'll slurp down that juice. It's a little questionable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because I love the Steelers in this game. Jaylen Warren, going to be catching passes. The tight ends. Metcalf, I think, is going to catch a touchdown in this game. Might not have a huge statistical game in terms of receptions and yards. I think he's going to catch a touchdown in this game. Rodgers is going to play well against his former team. And AVT being out is a big-time blow to the New York Jets. Not just for Sunday, but for this entire season. So ask yourself this. If you liked the Jets this season, and you can still be right, but I think you need to ask yourself this. I'm guessing that your handicap for liking them, especially on offense, was the offensive line. Do you still feel that way now? That objectively, the best offensive lineman entering the year is out for the year. Moving on. The New York Jets get a bad piece of injury news today. And we've basically had nothing but bad news coming out of Dallas for the Cowboys all offseason long. Today, the Dallas Cowboys got a couple positive pieces of injury news ahead of tomorrow night's season opener in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Does everyone remember about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, when we were talking about Trevon Diggs getting fined by the Cowboys for like missing off-season workouts and how insane that was? Like, wow, like he must have really pissed them off. He's going to play tomorrow night, months ahead of schedule. And I don't know if, like, he's going to re-aggravate I have no idea, but he's going to play tomorrow night. That has to be considered a good thing. Now, say what you want about him and Deron Bland. Those are two boom-bust corners who, yes, they could get burnt. They're getting burnt anyway by the Eagles' offense. At least those guys have the opportunity to pick off passes and take them the other way. This is good news for the Dallas Cowboys. And also, Tyler Guyton, who was once, remember when it was reported he was out for the season? Yeah, he's playing in week one. He's off the injury report. He's going to play tomorrow night. So Dallas will have its starting corner, Trevon Diggs, and its starting left tackle, Tyler Guyton, tomorrow night in Philadelphia. And on the other side, I'm going to tell you what that means for Dallas's chances to cover the spread tomorrow night against the Eagles. We'll talk the Ravens and Bills, Packers, and more. You better, you bet. Wonderful Football Wednesday on the eve of week one.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.